Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast, the go-to podcast for all things dance studio ownership, growth, management, and more. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm thrilled to be with you on this exciting journey. Whether you're a seasoned studio owner or just starting out, our mission is clear: to empower you with the knowledge, strategies, and inspiration needed to take your dance studio to new heights. From marketing mastery to team building brilliance, we cover it all. Each episode is packed with interviews from industry leaders, practical tips, and the kind of insider knowledge that can make a real difference. We understand the unique challenges you face, and we're here to support you every step of the way. And for an encore experience and exclusive extra content, make sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. Your journey to studio excellence just got even more exciting. So grab your headphones and get ready to dance into the world of business excellence. Assemblée isn't just a podcast. It's your exclusive backstage pass to the strategies, stories, and secrets that dance studio owners need to not only survive, but thrive. Let's jump in. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are jumping into another installment of our Double Your Dance Studio series. And today's episode is all about how to double your dance studio with paid advertising. So there's lots of different types of paid advertising. We'll try and touch on them a little bit and which ones we think are working the best right now, some tips and tools and strategies and everything that goes along with paid ads. So if you're interested in finding out more about how to double your dance studio with paid advertising, stay tuned for today's episode. Alrighty, let's jump into our next installment of our Double Your Dance Studio series. So, you know, there is so many different types of advertising, and obviously the more advertising we can get for free, the better. But, oh, I forgot to introduce you. Hello, Mariah.
Hi, guys.
So Mariah's joining us today. She is my dance studio's ads expert.
Thank you.
So I always had like a general knowledge, and like I can kind of check in now and I have enough information. This is what I always say to studio owners, that you don't need to be an expert in everything, but you need to have an awareness of everything, at least to know if the person you're paying or whether maybe the company you're paying is actually getting results.
Yeah.
So you don't have to know how to do it.
Yeah.
But maybe knowing.
Have an understanding.
And so again, if Mariah's.
Especially if I came to you with like things that needed to be approved and you were like, well,
I have no idea.
Hopefully. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So having a little bit of a gauge and understanding about that sort of space would definitely benefit you and the team.
Yes, definitely. And like before Mariah, and this is why I've sort of taken things in-house, I've had like a range of disappointing experiences with different outsourcing. I had, I won't name names, but like there's someone in the industry that I had years ago who was like, you know, sold me the world and she was going to do this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And paid all the money. She was in the States. So there was like, it was a bit of a chunk.
Yeah.
And just like failed to meet deadline, failed to meet deadline, failed to meet deadline. And I got like, it got so far past, I got annoyed and was like we had like a new year campaign and it wasn't the new year anymore pretty much.
Oh my.
And it just got so, and then she just sort of stopped replying to my messages.
Stop.
So she just like, I thought I got scammed. So then I was like, oh, and luckily I'd paid through PayPal.
Yeah.
So I put in a,
yeah, like a
report,
yeah,
dispute, and she didn't respond. And so I got my money back.
Wow.
But she still works in the industry now.
Wow.
And I just wonder whether she had like a bad trot or but I'm just like, I would have followed up and been like, I am so sorry. Here's a refund.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have.
Not a ghost.
No, the ghosting was the weird part.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I didn't know this. But
yeah.
There we go.
That was like one of my first like bad
experiences.
And that's why I really like PayPal.
Yeah.
Because it protects the buyer.
Yeah.
But again, I didn't do the wrong thing. She didn't give me the work. Yeah. I didn't like it. Then I asked for it. She just didn't do any of the work.
Right.
That was a bit of a bummer. And then, you know, we've tried like Google Ads management and things through an outsource company. And again, they just
didn't get you.
No, they don't get us and they didn't care.
Yeah.
So, that's probably not all of them. I'm sure there's great ones out there, but the ones that we tried were not it.
Yeah.
So that's when we decided I'd rather put that money into training and time spent from Mariah to learn how to do it. And so like, you know, as a business, I've invested into Mariah's time to learn and also then courses for her to do to become the expert for us.
Yeah.
And I understand that not everybody has that luxury, but if you, there is really great courses out there I am leaning towards either you or someone in your team needs to be the expert versus outsourcing, even though I do know of I won't name the bad experience, but for instance, I know of Christian and Bryce from Dance Motion Marketing who are fantastic and yeah, they are a wealth of knowledge. And potentially if I didn't have Mariah, I'd be probably outsourcing to them.
Yeah.
I think they as well educate shoe owners on how to kind of do it. But I know that they are also a
– And the good thing about them too is that they're literally for dance studios. Like they're specifically for that. So that's why they get it.
So they are a marketing agency. So I know they provide some education, but I think that they're more of a do it for you kind of.
Yes.
So shout out to Dance Motion Marketing. Yeah. Check them out.
Yeah.
So that is a little bit about why I decided to go in-house. Mm-hmm. And so Mariah again is our expert. So one of our first main tips.
Yeah. So I wrote up a little thing for you guys that I wanted to talk about. My first don't is to not boost your post.
Mm-mm.
So on Facebook or on Instagram, you'll see that little button that looks really enticing that says boost. And like you click it, you tap a couple of things and you're like, yes, I've done an ad. Well, no. You have, but you haven't done the right one. So that is just like a little extra way for Facebook and Meta to get some more money, and they boost your post out to a few people, and it's not.
And it's not to say you wouldn't get some traction.
Yeah, it's just not the
not bang for your buck.
Yeah, and so basically, in the Meta Business Suite, or actually Meta Ads Manager, it's called. That is where you want to do all your ads from and create your ads for Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. So I think just to clarify in case people don't know is that Facebook now owns Instagram.
Yes.
So it's all
– they're all connected. Yeah. So if you want to do an ad on Instagram, you have to go through Meta basically. Mm. So that is sort of my first tip is to don't boost. Then I want you guys to think about as well –
When I interrupt?
Yeah.
This is just a reminder again that we have all this information in our free download. So don't feel like you have to like pull memorize. Over and memorize. like, oh, man. So we've got it all written down for you to download.
Yes. So basically whenever I go to do an ad, and this is something that I did learn from the ads course that we did with the Digital Picnic, the course was incredible and taught us.
They are an Australian, but again, I'm pretty sure it'd be relevant to anyone worldwide. They're fantastic as well.
Yeah, it wasn't dance. It was just like for businesses.
This is just for business.
Yeah. And basically when I go to do an ad, I try and think of the three pillars to choose from, and that would be awareness. So do you want people to be aware of who your dance studio are? Are you getting like new people? Like, do you want them just kind of be aware about who you are? The next one is consideration. And that's like, do you want them to download an info pack? Do you want them to start clicking on your website? Do you want them to start to consider you? And then the last one is conversion. And that's sort of self-explanatory. That's booking the trial or booking the enrollment, like, they're kind of three stages of a customer's lifespan, basically.
And why, Mariah, would we, for instance, bother with the first two and not just jump straight to conversion?
Because you want that customer to be warm. You want them to
know, like, and trust.
Yes. You're more likely to see conversions from someone that has
familiarity.
Familiarity.
No, you've added an extra L.
Well, you that get the point.
Yeah.
Around your business, they're more likely to purchase from you rather
I'm the
than
same. Like, even
yeah, like, I'm like, I don't know who you are, no. So I might follow you because like I want to see what you do.
I'm interested. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna go ahead and enroll and for a whole
it's
year.
The same as well for me for like clothing companies.
Yeah, that's
or
what I'm. Yeah,
baby
that's what I mean.
Stuff like
yeah.
I just like I'm like oh. I like that. I'll think about that. I'll come back to it. I want to see more.
Yeah. And so that's why sometimes you can do ads specifically just to building your no factor.
And for example, like depending on how you structure your studio, you might be in an area, you might be considering opening up in another area, for example. So you might start to kind of get that awareness out that you are opening up a new location or maybe your show's coming up or there might be some type of opportunity for them to kind of be mindful of that.
Yes.
Then when you are open there or have
they
launched,
know you.
that they are then converting.
Yeah. Another one is to know the difference between a cold and a warm audience. So basically a cold audience means a group of people that have no idea who you are. They've never heard of you, or maybe they've heard of you once or twice vibes. So that's kind of a cold audience. And then we have our warm audience, which is people that have downloaded the info pack. They've been on the website. They've looked into trials. And then there'd be like your hot audience, which is the people that are like enrolled for us. So that's sort of the gauge that we have. And then my next sort of tips first, well, not first, just in general, is to build your audiences. And I think we kind of spoke about this in our W Dance Studio with the trials. But it's really important to have your own audiences that you own. And what I mean by that is having email addresses that you can have for your own sake, rather than
access to at any time.
Yes, rather than relying on Facebook trying to find people, Instagram trying to find people.
So, for example,
or your following.
The awareness campaign might get them to like your page, but you don't have any way of making sure they see something. But if you have a conversion or a consideration campaign where they're downloading an ebook, booking a trial, they're then taking the next step to give you their information. So then they become, you have more control over them.
Yeah, you have more control.
In a non-creepy way.
Yeah. And you can send them the emails that you want to send. Like, you just have their information, because touch wood, if socials went down, emails
went.
They could.
And they change their algorithms constantly. Like, remember the good old days where you'd put up a Facebook post and every single person on your Facebook would
see it? Yeah. I know, literally.
Imagine.
And that's what I wrote in my note, is that updates that they're doing on Meta, especially with the it's called I've forgotten the word now, but like the cookies or whatever, people can opt out for that now, so they can no longer like track them specifically. They have to like agree to it. So basically, you want to keep building those audiences and building your email list. And a good way to do this also is creating a lead generation ad on Facebook. This is where you can, like, they'll see the ad on Facebook and they can just simply put in their information on Facebook. So you don't need to take them to a landing page, and you will get their email addresses on Facebook, and you can add that onto your own email list. So that is a really good way. That'd be one of the ones I would consider a consideration ad, is having the lead generation ads. I guess my biggest tips for you guys is learning. 100% learning about it and learning what works for you, testing things, trying things, seeing what ads do the best, like trialing some awareness, trialing some consideration, trialing some conversion ones, and seeing, you know, with the different audiences, what would be best for you guys. And I think investing in your training is never going to harm you. The more you know, the better. And I think if you don't know how to use it, or you don't understand, then now is the time. Or like Claire said, investing in it for one of your team members if you don't feel like that's your journey. So I think it's really, really important to invest in your time and really get the trainings if you don't have the knowledge, because paid ads have done really, really great job for us in terms of, especially we saw great conversions in our like holiday camps and workshops, specifically coming from our Facebook ads. So I wouldn't sleep on them. The next thing that we sort of wanted to touch on very quickly is Google Ads. This is something that we are looking more so into for the year, because we really want to have our presence out on Google. We want to be the first one that comes up when they're searching for dance studios in our area. So this is something that we are actually investing, Claire has actually invested money in a Google Ads course for me, and I will be doing that and learning heaps about that, because I think showing up wherever they search is super, super important, just to get you guys to be the front of mind. And I think this all goes hand in hand. Like, if you want to put money into those paid ads and stuff, you need to have a good organic social, or you need to have a great website to back you up. So everything just goes hand in hand with each other. But that is a little bit about doubling your dance studio with paid ads. And like we said, we will have a worksheet on this that will have all the tips that I've just said, a little checklist for you to get you started. But then I definitely recommend learning.
I think, yeah, that wraps it up for today. So, Mariah, thank you so much for giving us your insight.
No worries.
Again, we have more tips and strategies and tricks in the download for you guys to be grabbing and making sure you can refer back to. It is a process and maybe a bit more of a project that you might need to start rolling out within your studio, but well worth it and the investment. Or again, look for a company that you really, really trust to kind of help you. So thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to download your free copy of our Double Your Dance Studio guide at assembledancestudiocoaching.com/Double Your Dance Studio. That's all there is from us today. I hope you have a great day wherever you are, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Assemble Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. Thank you for joining me, Claire O'Shea, on this inspiring journey into the heart of dance studio ownership. I hope you found today's insights valuable and actionable. To unlock even more exclusive content and enhance your journey, be sure to subscribe to our members-only content on Apple or Spotify. It's the next step to elevate your studio to extraordinary heights. Your dedication to your craft and business is what makes this community so incredible. So until next time, keep dancing, keep growing, and keep reaching those studio dreams.